You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Welcome back to The Wire. As Christmas nears closer every day, experts are stressing the importance of proper food cooking and storing practices. Listeria, food poisoning, and other foodborne illnesses are especially common over this holiday period due to poor handling and practices. I talked to Professor of Food Microbiology and Safety at Massey University, Steve Flint, about these common issues and what people can do to avoid illness over their break.
What are some common things people tend to do when preparing food and leftovers that they shouldn't?
A lot of the time it's keeping the food for too long a period of time. So in the average household, people will put food in the refrigerator, hopefully, but leaving it in the refrigerator for longer than 3 days is not recommended, because even in the refrigerator, bacteria will grow, toxins can be produced, and the food can become unsafe. So we normally recommend a 3-day limit.
What are some common bacteria or diseases that people should be wary of?
Well, it depends on the circumstances, really. Getting back to the domestic fridge example, an organism that grows very nicely in the fridge is something called Bacillus cereus. It grows at low temperatures, produces toxin, and can be quite nasty. But there are many other more serious ones which relate more to poor cooking of food. And particularly over the summer period, we see a spike in cases of food poisoning, largely related to food not being cooked properly on barbecues, food being left out of the fridge, like at room temperature. Over the summer period, of course, the temperatures tend to increase, and that increases the chance of other bacteria to grow in food. And probably the worst one that we see in New Zealand in terms of bacterial types is something called Campylobacter, which many listeners would have heard about. It's been a problem in chicken for years. But we always see a spike over the summer period, and it seems to relate to people being away from their homes, so they don't have good refrigerating facilities to keep their food cold. And they're cooking on barbecues, they're in an environment they're not used to for preparing food, and that relates to the increase in the number of cases that we see every year.
What are the techniques that experts use to detect germs in people's food?
Well, the techniques that are used, very traditional, really, largely. I mean, normally if somebody becomes sick and goes and sees a doctor, then they rely on the symptoms to make a diagnosis and give a quick remedy rather than doing an actual test, because the tests do take quite a long time to get a result. So in most cases, we'd be using traditional microbiology, which involves culturing the organisms. There are faster tests available, but they're not generally used for diagnosis. And in the food itself, it's really difficult to actually trace the actual cause of food poisoning to a particular type of food. The reason is that food is often discarded by the time the food poisoning symptoms appear. So people may become sick, but they ate the food 3 or 4 days ago. And trying to determine what food they ate and trying to find if there's any leftovers to test is quite a challenge.
How does one deal with harmful bacteria that causes illnesses like Listeria?
Well, Listeria is a good one to mention, actually, because that's another one that grows in refrigeration temperatures, which is really one to watch out for sure. Dealing with them, well, the classic ways of dealing with them are making sure you cook your food properly. I mean, all raw food will contain potentially pathogenic microorganisms, so organisms that can cause sickness. Cooking food well, bring the temperature up to about 75 degrees Celsius if you're using a thermometer, and some people do use thermometers these days, will ensure that organisms like Listeria are killed. And then the food is certainly safe to eat. But not reaching those sort of temperatures is when you're in the danger zone. And as I say, all raw foods will contain some bacteria that can cause food poisoning, and cooking is our best defence. The second defence is once you've actually cooked the food and there's some leftovers, putting those in the refrigerator and making sure that the refrigerator, or if you're travelling and using a chili bin or other ways of getting food cold, making sure that is really cold. And by really cold, I mean less than 7 degrees. That's what we'd be looking for.
Is there overall one sort of key takeaway you'd like people to get about this issue, especially over the holiday period?
Yes, it's a tricky thing, because when people are away from their home, they're away from their usual routine, they're distracted by other things that are going on around them, they may be cooking for large numbers of people. So the only real advice I can give is just think of the basics, think of the importance of cooking well, and think of the importance of chilling food. You know, don't leave food out in the open at ambient temperatures, particularly if it's a hot summer's day, because that's just asking for trouble. Yeah, thorough cooking, making sure any leftovers are chilled, and don't keep them for longer than 3 days in the refrigerator.
Is there anywhere people can go to find out more about this issue and about the germs and diseases that might affect them?
Yes, the MPI website is very good for that. So if you look up MPI on the web and look at food safety, there's qualitative information on there. There's some really good data sheets on the different microorganisms and the risks of each one of them. There's some good general information for the public in terms of keeping food safe. So that's the best resource you can go to.
And finally, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to just remind people to keep safe over the summer. And, you know, one of the saddest things is the number of food poisoning cases that we see over the summer period. So just remember the basics, have fun, and, yeah, try and keep yourself safe.
That was Professor of Food Microbiology and Safety at Massey University, Steve Flint, about the proper means of preserving and storing food over the holiday period.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.